Bonjour, je m'appelle Bev Snaith. Finny. I'm really sorry. My French is schoolgirl French. Apologies. So I've translated my slides. So if you start laughing, it's Google's fault, not mine. So I work at Mid Yorkshire Hospitals. Obviously, it's in Yorkshire. That's in the north of England. I work across three hospital sites. Those hospitals have approximately 30 radiologists. Radiologists for us is a physician. Radiographer, me, is a technician. We have about 400,000 examinations a year. I work at the hospital half-time, and the rest of my time I spend at a university. I'm a clinical professor across the two. In the terms of radiology context, we're a diagnostic division too. We provide tests for clinicians, the majority of which we perform, we analyse, but we also have point-of-care testing. Point-of-care testing to a radiographer or radiologist is ultrasound or X-ray that we take to the ward. But ultrasound is increasingly being performed by clinicians. Exactly the same as point-of-care blood tests are being performed by clinicians or staff on the wards. But in the context of radiology, then, why are we now starting to use blood tests? Predominantly, initially, it started with interventional procedures, either looking at coagulation before they undertook a biopsy or before we started an interventional procedure, normally a vascular procedure. We also obviously use the laboratory for biopsy samples for analysis of cytology and histopathology. But the key reason we often use blood tests is for patients who are referred for scans or interventional procedures using contrast agents, contrast media. Key thing is these are nephrotoxic. These are dangerous to the kidneys, and therefore we require a blood test to check for renal function level before we do a scan or introduce contrast media. We have to be assured of the patient's safety, because radiology is responsible at the end of the day. There is a very small risk of contrast agent acute kidney injury. This has a number of different names. The most common one now in Europe is post-contrast acute kidney injury, but it's also known as CIAKI and CIN in terms of nephrology. The pathology of pathophysiology of this is poorly understood, but we know the risks are greatest in patients with a kidney problem already. And as we're responsible for managing the risk, we require clinicians to perform blood tests before they refer patients to us to ensure that we can safely continue with the procedure. But there are other ways we can screen patients. We can undertake questionnaires of patients to identify risk factors, whether they've got known kidney disease, cardiac failure, diabetes, or other factors, particularly nephrotoxic drugs, which may predispose them to a kidney problem. We obviously use creatinine and predominantly EGFR for examination of our patients. But the key thing with us, unlike most of the tests you've heard about today, is we're not looking at trends. We want a snapshot of how well the kidneys are working at that point of time. So we take a single test within the time scale before their appointment, normally. This can be up to 3 months old. And the guidance is relatively similar internationally in terms of what we expect to be able to do with a patient. The EGFR, if it's under 45, we would give the patient prophylactic hydration. We'd give them normally oral hydration of a litre over the 4 hours before. If it's under 30, we may give them IV hydration or we may withhold contrast completely. That depends really on the patient condition and the reason for doing the scan. In an emergent situation, obviously the key thing for us is making sure that the patient gets the appropriate examination and the appropriate results. A number of these patients, we will proceed with giving contrast and advise post-contrast hydration, normally intravenous for an emergent or inpatient. But sometimes, again, we will withhold contrast and do a different test or a scan without contrast. So what is the role for point of care? Currently, in terms of radiology, it's ad hoc. A number of sites are using point-of-care testing for creatinine and eGFR, but in a troubleshooting way. So to solve a problem when a patient arrives and they've not got a blood test, rather than using it to change the patient pathway. There's limited evaluation and certainly limited published evaluation in radiology. And limited engagement with pathology. And many sites have said that pathology is what's stopping them using it. That we know there are different technologies available to us, and we need concordance with the laboratory because we're taking a single sample at a snapshot in time. But could we use point-of-care testing to streamline our pathways, diagnostics, helping diagnostics? Could it be a replacement for laboratory blood tests for our patients? For all our patients, it means could we stop having to rearrange appointments? Because if the patient doesn't have the blood test available when they turn up for their appointment, we often send them away. Because we require the referring clinician to request the blood test in advance, we guarantee at the moment patients will have a blood test result when they come for their scan. But some patients don't. Either they don't go for their test or we're trying to arrange it in an emergency. And we know that only about 20% of our patients actually have risk factors that would predispose them to a reduced kidney function. Yet, we test everybody, regardless of their history, because when they arrive, it's too late. And we know that only about 1% of our patients actually have a kidney function that would stop us giving them contrast. But we still test everybody because it's the only way we can work out our pathways. So the key question is, should we use a screening questionnaire to identify patients at risk on the day of their test and then only use a point of care test for those that have got risk factors and therefore stop sending any laboratory samples at all? So our research programme has been developing over the last few years and is a collaboration with radiology, laboratory, but also with statisticians, health economists, patient representatives and referrers. We've worked together to design and develop a series of research programmes which are starting to answer some questions about whether this is a feasible use of pathology in radiology. So our questions were, is the equipment accurate enough? Is it feasible? Can it help us create our capacity in radiology and reduce waiting times? Can it be done by our staff within the radiology department? We had a number of things we want to know. So we've designed a number of studies. The first one was a device comparison, looking at what equipment is feasible to answer the question that we have about that single point in time. Is it feasible to introduce radiology point of care into the radiology pathway? And then we've got a number of other studies currently in development, looking at sampling techniques and looking at completely changing the radiology pathway. So our first study, which has already been published, compared three devices with the laboratory. The radiometer ABL-800 Flex, the iStat, and the Novastat sensor. Our laboratory system is a Roche Enzymatic Cobas 8000, and we recruited 300 patients in phlebotomy. They were already having user knees, renal function tests as part of their standard care, and they all agreed to give us an additional blood sample to test on the point of care devices so we could compare the devices against the laboratory. This is just one of the graphs, or one of the series of graphs from the study. The reference is at the bottom of for the full paper. In terms of devices, the key thing is the iSTAT and the ABL, we use venous samples. The STAT sensor, we used a capillary sample. You can see that the spread of results is different across all of the devices, and we don't know yet whether the capillary has had an effect on that. The key thing, and this is probably one of the first times the error grid analysis has been done on creatinine sample or EGFR samples, is looking at, would it make a difference in terms of patient decisions? What is the increased risk of doing a point of care test? And certainly, can it replace the laboratory for our patients? Our next study was taking the point of care test into radiology. We took patients who had been referred for a CT scan using contrast and recruited them for a study looking at point of care within the radiology setting. They had already had a blood test previously, but we took a sample on the day and used it with the point of care machine. This was an Abbott iSTAT, and we did a laboratory test as well. We then invited all patients to return between 48 and 72 hours for a follow-up blood test to see if they developed an acute kidney injury after their point of care, after their contrast investigation. We looked at other results as well, failure rates in terms of the equipment. We looked at what were the risk factors that patients had, and whether it was cost effectiveness, but that's a separate analysis. 12% of patients did not have an EGFR available when we came to make the appointment, so radiology had to make those, arrange those blood tests themselves. On the day of scan, 4 patients still did not have a blood result, despite everything we'd done to make that possible. In terms of the risk questionnaire, we identified every patient with an EGFR less than 40. And we identified that renal and cardiac problems were the ones that were most likely to result in a reduced EGFR. We had 6 test failures. 4 were around technique, and that was either under or overfilling the cartridge. We identified that there was concordance between laboratory and radiology. Importantly for us, there were 3 patients identified with a reduced renal function on the day compared to their pre-scan test. A number of that was really important in terms of the risk of us giving contrast to a patient who'd had an EGFR of 70 2 weeks previously, and suddenly on the day of their scan, it was only 30. They'd had a chest infection and started antibiotics, nephrotoxic in nature, and that had caused a reduction in renal failure that we would not have known about if we hadn't undertaken the point of care test on the day. That led to helpful for us in terms of decision management. But we also had one patient who had a marked improvement in renal function who we could give contrast to safely, who we would have probably not given it to previously. We had 5 patients who, out of the 102 who returned for follow-up tests, 5 of them had a reduced renal function post-contrast that triggered our threshold for AKI. We referred all of those through an ambulatory care pathway, and anecdotally, it relates to poor hydration after the contrast because they all had an initial EGFR above 40. In terms of the comparison with the Stats Centre and the laboratory, the results are on screen, both for the scan day appointments and the patients that returned for a follow-up test 48 to 72 hours later. For us, point of care is starting to provide some real evidence that we can completely change our pathways, that we should really consider testing patients on the day rather than relying on a result that's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 months old to make a decision whether to give a patient contrast if there is a risk that they may have a reduced renal function. So we're starting to look at changing the pathways completely. There's been some discussion about this within the guidelines, but no one really has taken it and run with it. So we know that some sites are now looking at... using point of care to troubleshoot patients that have no blood results available. But we know that point of care could enable a complete change in the diagnostic pathway and mean that we don't have to do blood tests on every patient that's referred for a CT scan or an interventional procedure, that actually we could just use a questionnaire on the day and then just test patients with our point of care device that would enable us to get an accurate measure on the day of their scan. Merci.
Okay, thank you very much, Beverly, for this interesting and thorough study and your results. I would like to start with the first question. This is an interdisciplinary approach that you see this, or is it more that you say you don't need creatinine from the laboratory because in the situation that you need to know the kidney function up front, you are able already to do everything completely in the radiology department? So what is this?
We've always done it with using the laboratory, but we know now that the turnaround time, if a patient turns up without blood test result, it's too long for us. A scan can only take 10 minutes now. We can't wait an hour and a half for a blood test result. Point of care looks like it will actually provide us some real opportunities to completely change how we work. But for us, that's got to be done in collaboration with the laboratory. So for us, it's about performance standards. It's about working with the point of care team. It's not about us taking away a diagnostic device.
So it speeds up your workflow, basically. Yeah. That's what you say. Okay, thank you very much.
Merci.
So thank you very much for your presentations.